The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hojjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyara Ali Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The next salam that we offer, as you remember, we said we offer many salams to Imam, and we said why. So the next one is As-salamu alayka ya baballahi wa dayyana deenah. Peace be upon you, O the gate of God. Wa dayyana deenah. Dayyan means the one who is in charge. Dayyana deenah means the one who implements, who is responsible for his faith, for leadership of the community, and in making sure that Allah's commands are observed. So, what does it mean that he is Bab, he is gate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does it mean? We don't want to go into very, you know, detailed discussion, but very briefly. One is that Imam or Khalifatullah in general, at each time, different people can occupy this position of Khalifatullah. For example, once Hazrat Adam was Khalifatullah. Once, for example, Hazrat Dawood, Ya Dawood, Inna Ja'alnaka Khalifatan Fil Ard. Whoever is Khalifatullah, in this time, is Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, is acting as a medium, or as we said last week, as a sabab, as a link. This link has different functions. One of the functions of this link is that divine grace comes down to us through this link. This is the way Allah has designed that Imam or Khalifatullah acts as a link. Therefore we say بِوُجُودِهِ ثَبَتَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاءُ بِيُمْنِهِ رُزِقَ الْوَرَى. So this is existential. And inshallah at some another time we can discuss about this, how this functions. When Allah says إِن مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلْهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. There is nothing, means nothing good, except the treasures are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is anything bad, it's from us or from this world, limitation of this world. What comes from Allah is only good. The treasures are with him, but he sends down بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ, in a fixed measure. Everything has measure. إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Everything has a measure. So, what can bring these graces from those unlimited treasures to us is the Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, a way for us from here to connect is through Khalifatullah. السبب المتصل بين الأرض والسماء. So, if we want to pray to Allah directly, it's okay. But if you do tawassul, it's better. Plus, even if you call him directly, it goes through the channels which are there. Maybe you don't notice that you are using Imam. You think I am calling directly, but you are using Imam. Even if you, for example, you know, do tawassul to Prophet or Lady Fatima, At this time, it has to go through Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and your answer also should come through him, because he is Khalifatullah fil Ardh. Do you think Allah would appoint someone as his vicegerent on the earth, and then there is no system? Some things go through him, some people bypass him. No. Very organized. Everything is very organized, and everything has its own calculation. Therefore, he is a bab, he is a gate. If we want to get the maximum from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all his treasures, we should use this gate by being respectful. This gate opens with humility. It's like Babu Hitta, you know, and we have that Mathalu Ahl Bayti. Rasulullah said, Mathalu Ahl Bayti ka Mathalu Babu Hitta. There was a gate that Bani Israel had to show humility towards that gate. So, with humility, with respect, with love, with ma'rifah, we can make better benefit from the things which are available, like du'as, like ibadat, like hajat, like receiving divine inspirations, etc. In Ziyarat Jami'ah also we say, Man aradallah bada'a bikum. So, Imam is a gate. And we have, of course, lots of things to say, like, for example, Amirul Mu'mineen being a gate of the knowledge of the Prophet. But again, the Prophet himself has his knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I think to this extent is enough. So he is Babullah. And he is also, in addition to this role that is existential role that he has in this world, he is also responsible for implementation of Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the legislative side also he is responsible. Whether people, of course, listen to him or not, it may affect this second one. If people don't listen to Imam, or you know, they don't follow Imam, in this side, then religion would suffer and people would suffer. But the other side is functioning anyway. Even if one person wants to benefit, all people deny Imam, for example. But even one person wants to use this gate, it's possible. Of course, if we go more, we bring lots of more opportunities to others. But I'm saying that that's not going to stop. Amirul Mu'mineen, whether he was Khalifa or not, he was Babullah. But Dayyana Dinehi, to some extent, continues, to some extent, depends on what? On whether in society we give role to Imam or we deprive ourselves from leadership of Imam. So this is about this phrase. And then, As-salamu alayka ya khalifatallahi wa nasir haqqe. You see, it very much now fits into our discussion that he is Khalifatullah. Khalifatullah, what should he do? Khalifa means successor. But in the case of Allah, Allah doesn't have successor as, you know, for example, someone is passing away or someone, you know, for example, is traveling. It means that he is representing Allah on the earth. Yeah, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً or يَا دَاوُدْ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ or according to some مفسرين جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءً means vicegerent of Allah or representative of Allah on the earth. One of the very first things that representative of someone should do is to help the cause of that person, the rights of that person, to be observed. Allah has some haq. Allah has some rights. His khalifa has to help with materialization or observation of those rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is the one who tries to make sure that as much as possible this world is run according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like for example, when Prophet Musa went to receive the tablets, he said to his brother Harun, "Ukhlufni, be my Khalifa." What did Musa expect from him? That in his absence, he would lead the community, look after them. If there is any issue that, you know, he has to make decision. If there is enemy attacking, anything. As if Musa himself is there. This is the meaning of ukhlufni. When you are Khalifatullah, it means that you are responsible to act according to his will and make sure that his will is followed and observed. Therefore, we have very good here explanation. Ya Khalifatullah wa Nasira Haqqe. Although Khalifatullah has other roles as well, as we said before, but one important role is Nasira Haqqe, his representative.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.